Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Give me an over and under number on how many times he carries, Mark.
You just stole one of the things for free association, Bob.
Okay.
Probably about 15. If they win the game, it's going to be less than 15. If Baltimore wins, they'll probably be in the 20s, 24. So that's a good number to look at the end of the game, end of the game to see who wins the game. I think they have to keep him 15 to 17, and they have a good shot.
Bob, may I engage Mark in a game of free association?
Not before I ask him one more question. No, go ahead.
You ready, big boy?
All right, Joe, the Steelers apologist. Go ahead.
He's working both sides of that rail right now. You saw that.
Longtime Steelers apologist Mark Gabali, as I introduce
him. You joined the club, huh?
No, I am leaning toward the Steelers. I'm making an official prediction on Donnie Football Friday. I'd love for you to join us again on Friday for all the reasons that you mentioned and more. Bob thinks it'll be a close game too, which by definition means he thinks it could go either way. Most of us do.
I just said it would be a close game throughout. Yes, I don't. I never bought into this point spread. I thought it was way too high.
So, can I engage in this game, Bob? We're running out of time.
You asked a question. You brought me back in.
I'm sorry. Then you're like, no, I just referenced you.
Every time I think I'm out, you brought me back in.
To defend yourself.
Jeez.
That was my felt tip dart that got him sidetracked.
Can we do this? You ready? Yeah. Final score of the game.
I think the Steelers win the game 24-20.
Who's the star of the game? Who gets the game ball?
I think they have to run the ball, so I'm going to go Najee.
Wow. Okay, so Najee has more of a role than Jalen in this game?
Yeah. Whoever has the hot hand, so I think it's going to be Najee.
Justin Fields, over under 3.5 touches.
Well, Arthur Smith says he's going to burn the boats at the dock. Which means, you know, all in. So everybody's going to be available.
Wait, when did Arthur Smith say that?
Just about a half hour ago.
Tell us the quote. What's the quote?
Well, I think I tweeted it. Look, it'd probably be more, it'll be easier for you just to read the tweet of what he said about burning the boats and Justin Fields.
God bless you. What just happened? Are you okay?
I'm coughing, man.
Oh, I thought you sneezed.
I withdraw that comment. Then.
No, if I was sneezed, I would do the joke. Like, hey, here. You remember that sneeze?
He said, Arthur Smith said he has not met with another team for their head coaching position yet. I know. I'm just reading that one's also of public interest. Boy, he's all over me today. Isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, for a guest, he's being very rude, to be honest.
I think so. He said, I'll get to that. Here's something. Here's something, Mark. Is this crap where they even allow teams to contact people or even, you know, we even know that all this? You're distracted because if you're Arthur Smith, your dream is to get back to the NFL. So I think you're crazy if you're not going over every bit of New York Jets and Bears tape that you can that you have at your disposal to get yourself prepared to get those jobs. So you're definitely distracted. He says, I can't waste time to cheat the game and cheat the players in this organization. That's fine, but I hate that rule. Anyway, he says, we aren't going to leave any stone unturned about Fields. You're in a single elimination tournament. I use the analogy, burn the boats, because you have to survive in advance. We'll use everything at our disposal. That's the appropriate thing to do. I agree. I want to see Fields get the ball 5 times in this game.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a good number. I mean, obviously, situationals will dictate that, but I think if hindsight's 20-20, I mean, I guess hindsight doesn't even have to be 20-20 to say that he should have been to the game that was the 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 last week. So, I mean, if that's not an absolutely perfect situation to use Justin Fields in, I don't know what would be.
TJ, over under 1.5 sacks.
He normally owns Baltimore. He struggled last time, I think.
Because he was hurt.
I think they're going to win, so I'll say over.
George, 0.5 TD catches, over under.
I think he'll get one.
Derrick Henry, over under 120.5 yards.
I think he'll be under.
Highsmith, over under 0.5 sacks.
Over.
Herbig, over under 0.5 sacks.
Under.
Mount Washington, over under 0.5 touchdowns.
Under.
Skoranek, over under 0.5 catches.
Under.
Are you sure about that one?
I'm not sure about anything. Roman Wilson. Nah, he ain't going to play.
Thank you, Dr. Kabali.
Is what about Freiermuth?
Freiermuth, over under 7.5 catches and 0.5 touchdowns.
Both under.
Thank you, Doctor. I found your appearance to be mildly insulting, but also informative.
It's always informative with Mark Kabali.
Bob, would you please try to control him?
I think that's hard to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Big Boy.
Runs the show. All right, Mark.
See you, buddy. What a nice man he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, he is. He's funny. And, he said that earlier in the week that he thinks the Steelers are going to win this game. So we'll see.
Tell you something somebody else said at the top of the hour here, although we're already past the top of the hour, but technically, for the sake of the show, it's the top of the hour. When we come back, Peter King has mentioned who he thinks the Steelers' quarterback might be next season. And man, is this one going to open your eyes. But I will say this. Peter King last year predicted Russell Wilson to be the Steelers' quarterback this season. So I think he's worth listening to. We'll talk about that next on the Pomp and Pomp Show. I got a story for you. If only Bob were here. Where is he? Do you know where he went, Sean?
I don't know. Kissing babies.
This is unbelievable.
Shaking hands.
It's the biggest segment of the day here. At 1 o'clock, we're trying to lead into the PM show.
He does get hounded when he's in the hallway.
I know. It's like you know. He is a celebrity.
He's like all the Beatles rolled into one.
Yeah. He is. Here he is.
There comes
Bob
Pete Best.
When you go into a hallway, when you go anywhere, you get mobbed. People love you. And I do too, by the way. You're a wonderful man.
I just saw a couple of friends of mine who I hadn't seen in a while, and they were up here for some business. So I was just engaged. Sorry. I didn't mean to take that long.
No, it's perfectly fine. We were saying we understand because people love you.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Listen to this story.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this story. Peter King, who retired last year, he used to come on with Ron and I.
I miss him. He was good on your show.
He was real good, and he was ahead of the game. And I'll prove it right now, because this was in February when other people were... Was this February, this quote?
February 6th.
February 6th, which was Super Bowl weekend from last year, or right before then, I would imagine, or maybe the day after. I can't remember. Beside the point. I had a question for him, Bob. He used to come on with Ron and I. Do you remember Ron?
Of course, how could you forget Ron Cook?
Do you miss Ron?
Yes.
What in particular do you miss about Ron? His joyous personality?
I think the humor, his humor, which is different than ours.
Here we go again with that. Have you seen photos of
healthy
Ron?
Healthy laugh. That's as healthy a laugh as you can get.
Have you seen photos of him in Florida?
No,
he's dropped 20 pounds.
Hair grow back?
Some of his hair looks like it grew back. He's tan. He's constantly smiling.
He's like George Hamilton probably now, huh?
I have never seen in my life, my own experience, a person, a man, go from being vaguely unhappy to this happy in the single lifetime, especially when they get older. Usually people get slightly unhappier when they get older. Ron's gone from the unhappiest to the happiest man on the planet Earth, Bob.
Yeah, it is. And I think he actually predicted that. He did it because he thought he needed to do it for this reason.
Yes, and good for him.
And then he made it happen. So good for him is right.
And like I always tell people, I thought that, and a lot of people did, that they're going to have to tear the jersey off of Ron. I actually thought, not to be morbid, that he might pass while working, like in the studio or working on a column. Like he seemed to be so far into what he did, and he was, and that he was, if you asked me, pick a person from Pittsburgh sports media that will never, ever retire, that they'll have to tear the jersey off of. I swear I would have told you, Ron. Yeah. You could have knocked me over with a feather the night he invited me to Shooters, which was weird because we never socialized. And I pulled up to the bar with Ron. I'm like, what's up? He said, you know how Folesy just left? I said, yes. He said, I'm following him out the door.
But he had it planned.
He had it planned for a year. Yeah, at least.
So, I mean, he was very methodical about that, which I think you have to do. I agree with you because I would have thought, I think all of us have an identity based on what we do. This is what we've done our whole lives.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just cold turkey leave it. He did that. He just cold turkey left, and he hasn't, you know, looked for another job of any sort, to my knowledge. I don't think he's
doing
it. He may be writing a book for
He's looking for another beer of any sort.
Well, exactly.
All the
and
time.
Good for him. You deserve
good
that.
Good for him.
I think he lasted until what age was he when he was 67 or 8?
Nobody knows because he would tell nobody his birthday or his age.
By the way, we have a tweet here that says, information about do parrots have nipples?
Ah.
So you can look under that on Twitter if you want.
I sure will. But
Notorious
we're burying
SMB put that out there. I don't even thank you for that,
thank
even
you.
Though I don't think we want to know the answer, but go ahead.
I do actually, but I'm burying the lead here. Peter King was on with Ron and I on February 6th, and this was the beginning of that conversation long before anybody knew that the Steelers quarterback room was going to blow up. Russell Wilson's next team will be
Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Let me hear that again. Russell Wilson's next team will be
Pittsburgh.
Ooh. How about that? And I can tell you he was.
And he said it with a lot of determination.
Yeah.
Like he knew.
I mean, he knows everybody. And he was talking about Russell Wilson long before that as a possibility anyway for the Steelers. But here's Peter King's latest, even though he's retired. You ready for this, Bob?
Go right ahead. I'm anxious.
Peter King believes that blank will make sense for the Steelers next season. Why don't you take a guess?
It has to be, it won't be Kirk Cousins, but it could be Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron blanking Rodgers. Here's his quote.
He's 41 years old, Joe, and he brings a lot of crap with him.
Here's Peter King's quote. I think we've seen Russell Wilson hit a wall. Whether Mike Tomlin is even, what Mike Tomlin is even thinking about, I'm not sure right now, thinking about 2025. They got a playoff game. But if I were the Steelers, knowing I've got Cam Hayward and TJ Watt, I've got guys on defense with their expiration dates not long in the future, I'd want to come in and try to get a quarterback who can make me competitive with Baltimore and Cincinnati in 2025, King says. That guy would be Aaron Rodgers. Bob, please, no. Please.
That's what I say,
make
no.
Make this not true.
Instead, I'm going to go the opposite way. I want to find a young quarterback who could be my future for many, many years. This 1 year, it reminds me of the Indianapolis Colts after Andrew Luck left. It just one retread after another and until you find somebody you like, and then you misdraft him anyway.
Right.
And Anthony Richardson. So, I mean, you can play this quarterback game all you want. He's 41.
He stunk this year. Russell Wilson was better than him.
Don't be misled by his last game because he played well in that game, but there was nothing to be gained by anyone on that game.
No.
He looked okay. You often say last impressions are ones people remember, and they do.
Yes, sir.
But I would not look at that and say that's indicative of what he's capable of.
I thought he looked like a guy who was accepting retirement in
so
that
did
game.
I and sounded
they
like
were doing
one.
All sorts of like you know gadget trick plays and whatnot. He looked like he was smiling,
but
I
we
thought
know
that
him
was
and
swan song.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Tomlin have had this you know weird little relationship where they're
wink
you know,
wink,
wink,
eye,
wink
eye,
guy eye on the field. Oh my god, please make it not so, Bob.
Yeah, I would be
do
shocked.
You think he can still play?
I think he can do what Russell Wilson has done. Beyond that, not much.
I think he's worse than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, let's have a frank conversation. Because as with Tomlin, the conversation sometimes gets so ridiculous one way or the other that you can't even have a reasonable conversation. Russell Wilson has not been, his decision-making is really freaking me out, to be honest with you. What is he doing?
Well,
what is he thinking?
That was his... The reason they wanted him, a professional quarterback who can handle
I know.
These situations.
And now he's making some of, frankly, the stupidest decisions I've ever seen. But in the end here, he's a guy with 16 touchdowns against 5 picks, a 96 passer rating, and he's playing some of those games without Pickens, even the ones that Pickens is in, he's playing without Pickens. He's playing with an offensive coordinator and a head coach who are scared. He's playing with a shaky offensive line. I mean, how much of this is on Russ? I think overall he's been pretty good. Not really good. For a time, he was really good. And in this latest stretch, he hasn't been very good at all. I'll acknowledge that. But there are mitigating circumstances, Bob. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right about that. Again, this is, to me, the dangers of going after guys who are up there in age, and you can be possibly dealing with one-year situations. I don't think this team wants to operate like that generally, but because of the impact...
May not have any choice.
...of these older guys who are on their team, and you know they only have so many years left, you want to try to get a win for them. And this may be... It's sort of like the Penguins, you know, trying to manage now and beyond now. And it's hard to do both. You can try, but then you set yourself back in several other ways. But
they went out and lobbied for Russell Wilson for one game, and that's this game, for to win a playoff game. Whatever happened for these last 4 months, 17 games, it doesn't matter going into Baltimore. Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Minka wanted a leader. They wanted a guy who's been there and done that because none of them have. Minka and TJ don't even have a playoff win. Nobody here knows what it's like to win. Russ does. They brought him in here to finally feel what it is to win a playoff game. They brought him in here to win this game. I don't know if he will. He may be horrible in this game. I don't know. Nobody does. But this is the reason they brought him here. Agreed?
Yes. And so now he has his opportunity. This is a playoff game. He's a veteran quarterback who's been down this. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's won Super Bowls. This is what you bring him here to do. So you can wipe it all away. If they should win this game and he's a reason why they win this game, what happened previously won't really matter.
Please, not Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't want that.
Please. Sean, how do you feel about that?
I don't like Aaron Rodgers as a person. I think he brings a lot of bad traits. He's a major distraction. We've seen it has clearly not helped the Jets. They had a better record without him than when he did play. I mean, they had Zach Wilson do better a year ago. I would think that the Steelers probably would try to find some sort of veteran quarterback to bring in.
If Russell leaves.
He would not be the guy that I would look at. I don't think Kirk Cousins is worth anything at this point either. So I would immediately disqualify those two guys.
Oh, my God.
I think Wilson would be a better option by far than either of them. Now, if Wilson prices himself out or you realize he's just not good enough, there's probably other veterans that you might target, but I would stay away certainly from Rodgers more than anybody else.
I mean, Mike Tomlin.
Plus, he has say and influence on what they do. And, you know, he handpicked Devontae Adams. They were nursing that thing all along.
Plus, he can't move anymore. I mean, we think this offensive line is met? We just mentioned earlier in the show, two of the top three tackles in the whole NFL in giving up sacks this year are Dan Moore and Broderick Jones.
And the Jets have better weapons around him than the Steelers have at this point.
That's true, too. I don't want to watch a statue behind this line.
No. I would agree with that, and I say no to that whatsoever. Now, Peter King, I'm sure, has his people telling him, and that's fine. I
mean, How about drafting Jalen Milroe in the second round?
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you drafting a quarterback this year?
Well, sure I would draft a quarterback this year.
In the first round?
You know, they're going to be picking, what, 22nd?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would depend. But I think I'd have to do it, yes, because no matter what, they're still going to need some help their future. If it's fourth or fifth round, no, I'm not going to go in that direction because most of those players don't work out. But I mean, everyone doesn't seem to think Justin Fields has any potential future here. I do. I think there is a future here for him if they're willing to work with him in his pockets.
I don't know, man. Bob, I think once you reach this point, and I realize he's still a fairly young guy.
Sam Darnold reached a point where people were saying he's never going to be the quarterback. He's gone to four different teams.
Sam Darnold can throw the ball. Fields
can throw the ball. His decision-making in the pocket is something that needs to be worked on. And his timing in the pocket and when to leave the pocket, all of that stuff. But that's stuff they could work on.
I don't know. I either think you have it or you don't in the past part of the game. Maybe I'm wrong. He's had 50 games in the NFL, 44 games started. I didn't hear any.
Well, then
I didn't
how
hear
do you
too
see,
many people complete.
How do you see their next? Just say next 3 years.
My God!
Because you have
if
to
you
look
would have asked me, if you'd have asked me this time last year, I certainly would have said would not have said Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
I know.
I have no earthly idea what direction they're going. I don't. If I were them, you know, I would draft one and try to develop him. Who else is going to be out there that I would want?
Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of guys who've gone through it and failed. And
this is the problem. We're living it. This is post-Ben. They blew it. Mike Tomlin blew it on the Kenny Pickett selection. He went to the mat for Kenny Pickett, and he set the franchise back. That's the part nobody ever wants to talk about. I saw again. Who was it? Was it Mike Greenberg or somebody else saying Mike Tomlin teams overachieve all the time? They completely absolve him of the personnel side of the equation, which drives me crazy. It really does.
But, you know, the surprising thing about that, you're right, he has a major stay in who comes and who goes. But because he wanted Kenny Pickett, because he thought that was the answer, I was surprised how quickly they moved on from Kenny Pickett for whatever reason.
But because we all can see he's not the guy.
But you could have made him still as a backup. You could have kept him here for that.
They drafted him to be the guy. Pete Prisco is the person I'm talking about.
What did he say?
Said, here's the headline from Steelers Depot. Mike Tomlin criticism misses the mark because Steelers are, quote, an overachieving team. So, Pete, here's the part that you guys never seem to get. To be overachieving, the expectations have to be low in the first place. Why are expectations around the Steelers chronically low? That's the question that you need to look into. And Peter King, quite frankly, was guilty of the same thing when he came on with Ron and I one time and said, man, Mike Tomlin, with the rosters he has in camp each year, look what he does. How did he get the rosters he has? How did he get them? Who went to the mat for Pickett? Who drafted Pickens? Who wanted to draft Najee? Who has a huge say over personnel in the draft? Who hires the assistant coaches? These guys never talk about that. It's unreal. They overachieve. Okay. Why are expectations so low? Why do they constantly go into the playoffs like Boise State, like one of these small college teams that what do they call group of five teams? Yep. They've now been double-digit underdogs in their past three playoff games. They might as well not even go. You know what I mean? So ask that question, Pete Prisco. Come on. Go a little deeper, Bob, right?
Well, yeah, that's a major component of it. And all those people who come and go, Mike Tomlin has as much say, if not more than anyone else, in those decision-making processes. So, yeah, that's part of it. Absolutely, it is.
And Prisco says this is an overachieving team. No question about that. What do they do well? They rush the passer well. That's about it. They don't throw it well. They don't run it well. They don't stop the run well. This is not a great Steelers defense. Pete, who's in charge of the defense? Who's the de facto coordinator? Tomlin is not only the chef there, he buys the ingredients. Come on.
And he has an impact on what they do offensively, even though he's not the offensive
coordinator. Of course, it's his philosophy.
It's the philosophy. And one of the reasons why they hired Arthur Smith, because of his philosophy that was very much in line with their philosophy.
It's a never-ending, you know, vicious cycle with the Tomlin analysis where nobody wants to go deeper than oh, wow, man, the Steelers overachieved again this year. Yeah, but they were only picked to win seven games. Well, why is that?
I have a potential name for a quarterback option. It's not a good one, but maybe better than Rodgers. How would you feel about Derek Carr?
Horrible. Bob?
Better than Rodgers. You know, I don't know. If they want a veteran, he
something,
would fit the bill there, I suppose.
He might be the best veteran option. Otherwise, you're probably gambling on a guy that was a high pick that never panned out. Maybe like a
Derek
Will Levis.
Carr is Russell Wilson to me, a little bit younger. Not that much, really. He's 33. He's the same guy. They almost have the exact same stats. Listen to this. Since the beginning of last season, Derek Carr has 40 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. Russ has 42 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. They're the same guy. So, no, not for me. But, Bob, you say yes?
I say it's better than Rodgers. That's not necessarily a yes, but
better
it's,
than Wilson too. I don't think so.
I think Justin. I'm going to go back to Justin Fields. I still think there's a ceiling higher than what we're seeing from him.
Put it this way:
sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah,
he's been through a lot. I think people forget to take that into account either. How many coordinators? How many coaches? How many different kinds of
who?
Justin Fields.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then he comes here and things settle down a bit. How about if there's another year for him? I mean, he fits everything they want in a quarterback. He has to work on the pocket. He has to work on a lot of things.
No, he doesn't. He's not a good thrower. If he fit everything they want, they wouldn't have pulled him at four. He has a lot of guys that have good arms.
I think he can get better in that department.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know that at least he's 25 and I could work with him. And he has a lot of experience and I still can work with him. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't discount
that. He might be
a
better alternative than some. I wouldn't discount them doing it. But for me, I don't think he would be the answer. What were we just talking about? I can't remember
just
now.
Quarterbacks.
No, so. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. Please, no. Please, no. Do you think people would be excited about that? I don't.
I think it'd be 50-50. I think the ones who get excited think he still can pull off.
You might as well bring
did.
Ben back at this point you're going to have Aaron Rodgers. Well,
exactly. I mean, but Aaron, as Sean said, he brings a whole baggage of attitude and control and, you know, who he talks to, when he wants to talk to, hits his agenda, all this stuff that I don't want to hear, you know. He can't have a relationship with his own family, let alone a football team.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The time right now is 1:33. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. We're going to wrap it up next with a couple of more very pertinent Steeler questions and maybe a bit of news from practice. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mousy the Snowman.
Oh, Mousy the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
This has gone platinum, Bob.
His favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole. Oh, Mousy the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mousy danced around.
Bob, that was incredible. I mean, it really was. I wrote that in one segment, and we performed it twice.
Right, two times.
That was it. Like,
we had like how much time in the commercial break? 8 minutes, and that's what you had to do.
Now, I've cut out the final verse because I wasn't proud of that. It was a horrible ending.
It was too obvious to all of us, and we didn't do it.
George McPhee got in there. It was ridiculous.
It's a 9 straight threes.
But this is like Bob Dylan when he would go in and cut an album like Blood on the Tracks, which in my not-so-humble opinion is his best album. The musicians would go in there, and they would sit down thinking they were, you know, this was the first of many takes. Nope, we played it live. That's it. Done. This was that, and I think you in particular put on a hell of a performance, but the entire band was good. Would you agree?
Yeah, I thought it was, for as quickly as it came together, yes. Thought it was good.
I think we should do it again.
Next Christmas, or since you don't take your Christmas tree down, you could do it now, or the next 5 weeks.
Before that, you're a talented man. I want to hear you sing more. And if I could be your who was Elton John's writer? Did you see the Elton John movie? He had a specific writer for his songs. I could be that for you.
Who's that guy?
Did you see the new Dylan movie, Bob?
No, I heard about it. Did not see it.
Do you want to see it?
I don't know.
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin. I'm your Bernie Taupin.
Okay.
And the oversized hat, I think, was the key line to that song.
It was. It summed up beautifully what we're dealing with there, right?
Yeah.
So
it's a subtle, understated, but I think very good line, because we know Mulsey's cranium is the size of, you know, I don't know, the Empire State Building? Yes. Let's hear it again, Sean. I don't feel like talking anymore. One more time for the people. And cut it off.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mousy the Snowman.
Oh, Mousy the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a mountain nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Mousy the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mousy danced around.
I can't get enough of it, Bob. Are you happy with how it went? I mean, I put you on the spot there, and you delivered brilliantly.
I'm a willing participant in just about everything when people ask. That's fine. I just didn't know what to expect from it, and I certainly thought, now we should point out we did it without music.
Yes, the music was added later.
If you have the music, you can adjust your tone a little bit. You know
right.
what I mean? And
you're not just a willing participant. You're a passionate participant. You went all out in that thing.
Well, if you're going to make me do it, I'm going to try to do it my best. So,
Sean, thoughts?
I thought it was incredible. And both deserve a round of applause. And I'm sure the listeners love hearing it over and over again as well to celebrate the
And Greta,
the holiday
Jenna,
spirits.
And Gwen were spectacular.
Now,
Gwen,
did City Limits chime in on that?
No, and I felt bad. He was supposed to sing, but instead he had to do the technical
record. Yeah, he had to sit behind.
Yeah, and he did a great job too recording.
Well, next year he can have his own verse maybe as well.
What time are we done?
We should do a little rap jingle.
You got know? About a
okay.
minute.
Okay. Yeah, we have a minute. Bob, the Penguins game last night, I'll finish on that, was a boring game. It's a product of modern day hockey. The coaches, both coaches, squeezing the life out of the game. Let's not take any chances. Let's not do anything wrong. Let's not make a mistake. And it was also alarming to see a lot of empty seats. You only have 10 seconds.
I mean, there were a lot of empty seats, but I would expect that on a Tuesday night and Columbus in town. But still, the way you fill them up is by playing better hockey, and they have to do it from the start to the finish.
Goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye, Joe.
Brought to you,
bye,
What's
Sean.
Cooking, by the way, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
You, Mr. Hester.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm not sure if Bob is going to be here. If not, we'll have him for a segment. Anyway, Sean, you'll be here and I'll be here.
It'll be a good time.
See you, buddy.